Joe Sukrock. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us here on a, what is it? Man, is it a nice day.
It is. Yeah. Fall can be a wonderful time of the year.
Oh, man. It
can
be.
You get a nice long fall.
If you get it. I mean, sometimes I feel like we get like a week and then it turns, but it's going to be a little bit warmer later in the week. Today is, man, 78. There's nothing better than that.
That's perfect temperature for me.
Oh, 44 this morning. I love that. And
yes.
So we could stay this for a couple months. I'd be thrilled. But let's talk about an event you got coming up here in 2.5 weeks or so.
Coming up soon. We have a band from Nashville. Their name is Remedy Drive. They started out as brothers from Nebraska.
Cool.
Were making some success in the music industry and moved to Nashville. And they developed a huge passion for the issue of human trafficking. And that's pretty much become their total drive.
Oh, cool.
No pun intended, Remedy Drive. But they've even gone undercover to rescue kids. And I would estimate they probably rescued hundreds of kids going undercover.
Wow.
So they will be coming to North Platte October 14 and 15.
Okay.
They will be at the North Platte High School Performing Arts Center on that Saturday night and doing a concert. Starts at 7 o'clock. We are not charging admission for this. We're not selling tickets. We're raising the money up front. And, you know, people that want to donate to this, we've had a couple of $500 donations and $1,000 donations.
Oh, awesome.
So that's getting us up there towards our goal of raising $5,000. And these guys, their heart is in what they're doing, and it's not making a name for themselves or trying to gain financial whatever.
I was going to say, I mean, they started out as musicians, and obviously the goal is to become big, famous, and you probably initially, and they've obviously found something that touched them, and so now they've shifted focus, and I think that's admirable.
Yes, it is. They're writing their music to go along with their mission of saving kids. They will also be doing the morning services at Harvest Christian Fellowship on that Sunday morning, the 15th. Their services start at 9:30 and the second service at 11. And they will be doing the music as well as speaking and challenging people to get involved. And I'm pretty excited about the interest. You know, a lot of people saw the movie, The Sound of Freedom.
Right.
And that's made a lot of people a lot more aware. This concert will be something that not only helps people to be more aware, but what can we do? You know, you a lot of times leave seeing a terrible thing and thinking, what can I do to make a difference?
Right. You kind of end with, that's terrible, but I don't know what to do about it.
Yes.
And so hopefully you can find something to do and probably be aware would be the number one thing.
Yes. It all starts with being aware and being concerned and then getting involved. We've invited a number of local organizations to set up a table for that Saturday night event. And there are a couple of safe houses that are you know, developing in the area to take in people who have been rescued. And I'm excited for that. Law enforcement is getting a lot more involved, and just a number of these agencies we've invited to come and give people a chance to be aware of what's happening here locally that they might get involved with.
Yeah, it's not something you wish we had to talk about ever.
Sure,
frankly.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we do.
Yeah.
You know, you see the stories, you'll see the posts on Facebook from a concerned mom who was, you know, at a place and felt uncomfortable. And I mean, you hear those stories all the time. And so it kind of makes you a little paranoid, but
yes.
You kind of have to be in this world.
Yeah. I was at a truck stop in another state several weeks ago and observed something very out of the ordinary that looked like a trafficking event. And I'm thinking, what can I do? I don't know law enforcement around here. I don't, you know, who do you call? What do you do? By the time law enforcement could get there, they're going to be gone. So that's one of the things. David Zach is the guy that has been the front man for Remedy Drive. And I talked to him about you know, is there an information sheet that somebody could have in their glove compartment in their car, knowing who to call, what to do if they see something like that? So I'm hoping that, you know, there'll be some practical things like that that are given to us that would help us to be the eyes and ears and hopefully play a part in somebody being rescued.
And honestly, most of this, I mean, to the best thing to combat it, it's, you're not going to be able to, obviously, these people are out there and they're mm-hmm. not going away. Mm-hmm. So education for parents to be aware of, you know, when you're out and about with your kid in a public place like that, but also education for the kids. Hey, this is what you should do when this happens. Yes. Make noises, you know, scream, do whatever you got to do. And also talk to your kids about where they're going when you're not with them and what they're doing and who they're hanging out with.
Yeah.
And, you know, because you don't put yourself in hopefully any situation where it can make it easier.
Yeah. And there's also the internet connection there.
Well, without a doubt,
a lot of people are
that's
getting
probably where
into
a lot
stuff.
Of it starts.
Yeah, they don't have any idea what they're getting into, and you know, it turns out to be something a lot more horrible than what they thought.
Right, and you know, I think people talk a lot about, you know, how bad child trafficking is, or trafficking, human trafficking is in our area, and I don't know that it's North Platte's problem for the city. It's a lot of it has got to be Interstate 80.
Sure,
I think that's it's a catalyst. It's a natural catalyst for it because it's a road that runs fast and it runs all along the country, so you can get anywhere.
We go north and south,
right? Exactly, kind of a meeting ground for it. So, so just be aware and be vigilant and. As a parent, I know it's something that's always on my mind when I'm taking my kids to a public place to make sure, you know, I've got a good handle on them and make sure you tell your kids what to do if mm-hmm. something happens that you think isn't. And if something doesn't look right, it might not be. It isn't going to hurt anything to just make sure you talk to, you know, management at wherever you're at or call the police.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe get a license plate number. And
right, yeah. October 14th and 15th for this. So they're performing, again, at the Performing Arts Center at North Platte High School. No admission to fee, but they're, I'm sure you'll take a donation there on site. Make plans to attend this. What kind of music are they?
It's rock.
It's rock, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good.
Yeah, it's a couple of their songs were played on KJLT here years mm-hmm. ago. So they've been in the Christian music scene, and you know, they are people of faith, and that is the foundation that they're built on. So
very good. Well, appreciate you coming in, Joe, as always. Thanks for what you're doing with this, and looking forward to the event here in a couple weeks.
Okay, I'd like to make people aware of one more thing. This Saturday we're doing a cleanup day at Hope Embraced, and that will start at 9:30. So if you have any interest, and we got some weeds in the fence line that look pretty bad, and we'd like to knock that down and maybe a few other things. So, you know, give me a call, 530-1273.
Okay.
We'd love to have your help for that, and hope we can see you at the Remedy Drive concerts.
Absolutely. More people on Saturday to help, the quicker that'll go, too.
Yes.
All right. Joe, well, thank you for coming in. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tim.